Good morning. It's time for View from the Tractor, brought to you by Compere Financial. I'm Jim Dewey, and coming up, a look at the different factors affecting the grain and oilseed markets.
No one works harder to help you achieve your goals.
We know how challenging and rewarding farming and this way of life can be.
You won't find financial experts with more ag knowledge and deeper rural roots. We grew up here, and many of us are farm kids through and through. So whether you have 1 acre or 1,000.
Whether you're building a house or a legacy.
Your friends, family, and neighbors at Compere Financial have your back.
And we're ready to champion rural together.
Learn more at Compere.com. Compere Financial, Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
The markets have been like a wild roller coaster ride lately, and this morning, Dale Plummer, Merchandising Manager for Bunge SCF in Griggsville, helps us understand why. Cold and wet weather means planting is at least 2 weeks behind schedule, Dale. Has that had an effect on the markets, or is it too early to tell?
Well, I think it's still a week too early, Jim. If we're staring at the same type of situation a week from today, I think you're going to start to see the market get nervous. If we get to April 15th and we don't have any corn large degree planted in Illinois, I think the market will start to pay attention. Yeah.
Would that maybe mean more farmers would plant beans as opposed to corn if they start getting a little late?
You know, they certainly could, and honestly, I would not be surprised. You know, there's more and more talk about soybeans benefiting from being planted earlier than later. You may see guys plant beans first and come back to corn because corn will stand better, in the fall if they need to. And, you know, at this late date, we're already probably going to be looking at a corn crop that comes in wetter than normal, just because it won't have a chance to dry down the field like it normally would. So you could actually see some of that going on, I believe.
A couple of weeks ago, we got the USDA stocks and acres report, and that certainly has set the markets bouncing.
It really has. I don't think anyone was surprised on the stocks number. The acreage number, I guess, is what really rallied the market that day. You just never know what the USDA is going to give you. And of course, the mystery will be where the acres went. I saw something this morning. They were talking about acres going to cotton for sure. Cotton prices are at a four-year high. And it looked like maybe 4 million acres could be going that direction in the south. The spring wheat acres, I think, was a big surprise. And I think that's a result of the price of corn and beans both. With the corn price, below $4, some of those areas in the western corn belt and the southwestern corn belt that can grow spring wheat, they're going to do that instead.
And, of course, since that report came out, we've had the president with his tariff announcements, and that made markets just take a nosedive earlier this week. And now they're coming back up. What's happening there?
We've still got pretty good demand. We actually had export sales report this morning. We had a million metric ton of corn in export sales, which is really very good for corn. We don't need that many each week to reach the current USDA estimate for corn exports. You know, we typically would see an overreaction to the downside on any negative news. I think once all the facts came out, the market kind of figured out that we may or may not have, tariffs on beans. It really hinges on what we do, and nothing will happen for 30 to 40 days.
That was Dale Plummer, Merchandising Manager for Bunge SCF, and that's View from the Tractor, brought to you by Compere Financial. For all your crop financing needs, see Jessica Carlin at Compere Financial. I'm Jim Dewey.